Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's bring on a brilliant coaching mind.
All right.
St. Joe's legend, Phil Martelli. Hi, Phil.
Angelo, what time will Carson Wentz walk across the Delaware on the water now?
All right, well, around 1:30 Sunday.
Around the Walt Whitman, or will it be by Ben Franklin?
Even him.
There.
Everybody's a critic. It's unbelievable. Phil, I want to start with this because there are a lot of coaching issues that came up in the game last Sunday. Everyone, Malcolm Jenkins said yesterday, they knew the first play would be a deep throw to Deshaun, and they still got burned on it. Is that a coach's fault, or is it a player's fault? Help me to understand the very first play of the game on Sunday.
I think the very first play of the game was obviously great execution by Tampa, but the whole preseason and with dealing with these injuries and being banged up, the Eagles aren't sharp right now. They've played two games where they just haven't been sharp, and that was another example. Would it be different if it was on the third play?
Yeah.
No, because. Right. If you studied Fitzpatrick and you studied the Tampa's MO, that they were a deep throwing team, and so I think that the Eagles have been a little bit off all through the preseason. Obviously, poor play.
Yeah.
The opening game was not sharp, and Sunday was a combination of you're losing guys in the middle of play, not losing guys earlier in the week. And you can plan, game plan that way. I just think they're off right now.
Okay.
But I don't think we can rely on what Jalen Mills said and said, you know, we're in the same position as we were last year. No, you're not. This is a different year, a different team, and a different NFL.
Very much. All right. Now, Phil, the next thing here, you have a reputation, correct me if I'm wrong, brilliant manager of the clock. Is that correct, Phil? You're very good at that.
Well, yeah, I know that it's 7:02 right now.
It's actually
7:05, Phil.
7:05, Phil.
Good guess, though, Phil.
All right. Phil, under 5 minutes to go, inside the Tampa 20, three consecutive runs, right? They bleed away half the clock. Then the Eagles score on a pass on fourth down. We got Doug Peterson on Monday, and he says, no, that was exactly the right strategy. I would do it again. Is that the right strategy in managing a clock needing two scores?
Well, when I watch games, particularly in the NFL, and I don't know schemes and all that, but I do wonder why they don't play faster earlier.
Yeah.
And I think if you know, with particularly a two-score game, the game has to be played at a much, much quicker pace. But again, on the sideline, maybe he knows his team is gassed, and they're going to just play for that last possession. Hopefully they can hold Tampa Bay and go down and get a last-second score to win a game. But it was reminiscent of earlier Eagles games where everybody was screaming, go faster, go faster, go faster. Maybe it just wasn't in the tank that day to go faster.
You know what, though, Phil? I've watched so many sports for so many years. And I always think I'm better at home on the TV managing the clock than the coaches are. Is it harder when you're right there on the sideline?
It is challenging. You actually have, like, these voices in your head where you think, well, there's enough time. But the calculations to me, really, in any setting, in basketball, it's your point guard. In the huddle has to be your quarterback. I do think that players' internal clocks have to be even quicker than the coach in a way they're covering for us.
Wow.
Okay. Interesting answer. Is Doug Peterson worried about Carson Wentz playing on Sunday?
Of course he is.
Why is he worried?
Well, the guy had a major surgery, and he's back like on the short side of recovery. Is Jason Peters going to play 60 minutes on Sunday? The wide receivers are banged up. So there's a real concern, and I think it will impact the game. I think that this game is not going to turn on Carson Wentz's health during the game, but I think it's going to turn on the way the Eagles game plan for this. It absolutely is it's a major big deal, and anybody, including fans, that are driving around the Delaware Valley and saying, well, that's it, we got it, there's no chance we can lose this game, they are completely out of their minds.
Ominous words before the prediction. Now, a couple other things I got to run by first. I think this is a coaching thing, Phil. Doug Peterson's first instinct when he announced that Wentz was coming back was to tamp down expectations. Why do coaches always do that? I like the laughs. I like the laughs.
It's just, one, you have to protect the player. You have to protect the player. Two, sometimes you're seeing things in practice and you want everybody to feel it within the organization, well, he's 100%. This is a no-brainer. But you are clearly questioning when a player is coming back from injury, where can he get? Mm-hmm. And anybody that expects him to be an MVP candidate as he was when he got hurt last year, that's hard. And it's us just really protecting our player.
Okay. It's an instinct you often say. All right, one more before the pick. Eagles are amazing defensively at home. 12 points since the start of last season allowed at home. 27 points per game on the road, Phil. Explain that.
Well, it seems to do with the rotation. At home, the defensive line is able to be fresh. I don't know how the rules in the NFL, but doesn't seem as – they're not as crisp. They're just not fresh. And teams play – obviously, it's redundant to say it, but teams play better at home. They scheme better. I think home teams look faster, and they do get after the Eagles. Where the Eagles are strongest is in their rotations. Right. And it doesn't seem to be on the road that the next guy or the next guy can step up, and you just keep waiting for a Fletcher Cox to make a play.
Very interesting. All right. Without further ado, this is a little scary because Phil is so good at this. Phil, Colts at Eagles Sunday at the Link. What happens?
Well, there's concerns. The pass defense is concerns. Luck is averaging 42 passes a game. Hilton's receiving yards are a concern. The positives for the Eagles are the rushing defense. Eagles best in the NFL. This is really going to come down to the defensive line for the Eagles and the tight ends for the Eagles.
Wow.
With them being so banged up in the backfield and at wide receiver, Wentz is going to have to play a conservative game, play through his tight ends. I don't think there's going to be a lot of touchdowns in this game, but I do think that the Eagles will score, particularly on field goals. I have the Eagles winning this game 22 with 5 field goals to 17.
Wow. Phil Martelli, all you do is impress, my friend. Thank you, as always, for your brilliant analysis, Phil. We love it. Thanks, pal.
All right.
The great Phil Martelli. He gets so deeper.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.